Welcome to GLTs, or Good Local Tips, with Caroline Wilson and Corrie Perkin. All thanks to Red Energy. They're powered by Snowy Hydro and 100% Australian electricity and gas. Call 131 806 for real Aussie energy.
Welcome everybody to our GLT special bonus episode, Good Local Tips. And we gather, Caro, that from the feedback we're receiving from our listeners, that this has become a very successful and highly popular part of our program.
Because we have such good listeners and we have such great tips.
We do.
Now, can I just thank Shauna O'Sullivan on Facebook? The surprise unanimous book group hit was The Spy and the Traitor by Ben McIntyre. She says it's riveting. Have you got this in the shop?
Yeah, I love it. It's great. I love Ben McIntyre, journalist with the Sunday Times and a fantastic writer.
It's a Cold War KGB double agent style thriller. And the first chapter, a bit like the first chapter of, American Dirt, a bit like that brilliant Enduring Love, which I think is one of the best first chapters I've ever read.
Great first chapters. And Anna from the Op Shop, who joined us last week, Anna Barry, she sent me an email last night, girls, to say that there were a couple of GLTs she forgot to mention last week, and one of them came from our friend Tanya, who said that the NGV has launched a drop-by drawing program, which invites audiences to watch a video tutorial that's given by a guest artist and then a step-by-step guide to how to draw. So that sounded pretty terrific to me in these isolating times. So you just go on to the ngv.vic.gov.au website, and I think if you just fossick around there, you'll find it somewhere.
And Corrie, can I just quickly give a major plug to anyone who's interested in sort of Melbourne history, Melbourne culture and legal brains. My dear friend Michael Green, Richmond Premiership Ruckman, four-time member of the Team of the Century, has got a podcast which he began in April, produced by his wonderful daughter Catherine. It's called Williams and Lonsdale. Get it?
I do.
Get it?
And of course, legal epicenter of Melbourne.
Lived in the law. Launched, as I said, in April with the Honourable Marilyn Warren, former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I think second episode, the guest was Emmett Dunn. Of course, he had an amazing career in the police force as well as being a Richmond director and a great Richmond player.
Sorry, is this the Richmond Football Club podcast or is it the...
The focus is really on the criminal justice system, and it's really – Michael Green is a very erudite, wonderful man. He's just one of my favourite people in the world, and I thoroughly recommend Williams and Lonsdale as a podcast.
Janie, what have you got?
I actually want to recommend a podcast by Louis Theroux. So a lot of people might have already stumbled across this one, but he's in ISO. I mean, that'll change in the next few weeks. But one thing, really refreshing to hear someone of Louis Theroux's status with the BBC behind him having technical issues while he tries to do ISO interviews with people. The first episode of this podcast, it's called Grounded with Louis Theroux, was with John Ronson, who has a very similar kind of story to Louis. Louis admits that he's spent a lot of his time being very jealous and guarded about John Ronson because they always get compared. Really interesting to hear two men of a certain age and era just talking about life, and
it's like Caro and I, really, isn't
that's
it?
That's why I loved it, because I was like, it's kind of like the male version of Caro and Corrie. And the funniest thing
if we were that wealthy.
No, but I think they're actually quite a couple of, you know, they've got the insecurities, they talk through all that. Louis actually mentioned, I thought, I wonder how many of our listeners, if they asked their partner about their experience in isolation, would admit. And he said, you know, I'm actually quite enjoying it because I just don't have to do that much on the weekends. And he was saying that pressure that he doesn't have from his partner, family, extended family, he was actually quite enjoying the fact that everyone was just leaving him alone. So some really good insights. So Grounded with Louis Theroux, episode 2, Boy George, very interesting. Haven't yet listened to Helena Bonham Carter yet. So
brilliant.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Now, Corrie, the brilliant Eloise Hudson, she has so many wonderful tips. She has found me, she says, the perfect pair of pants. You know how I'm looking for the perfect leisure pant. She said to go to a website. She saw it on Annabelle Crabb's Twitter account. They're called Philosophy. That's a brand, Philosophy Australia. Get past some of the more mumsy ones. Some really cool pants. Camilla and Mark, the Channel 9 makeup girls and wardrobe girls, say, I can't go. They've got some, and they're reasonable prices. A lot of them are half price. Great leisure pants. And Bonds. Bonds have some great ones as well.
It's got to be the right cotton though, not too heavy.
With a track top. So I've found some of those. And
what about our friend Mary? Has the Russian parcel arrived yet?
No.
What?
A lot of kitchen gadgets.
Oh, this is outrageous.
I know.
Vladimir's kept it for himself. You know how Putin loves a bit of a judo outfit.
Our friend Jane Lamerton's pants will be ready before Mary gets hers. Now, Jane, you have started your own show, which we always knew was going to happen. We were very remiss not asking you about it last week.
No, we were jealous, you see. They come and work for us and then they get bigger. It's the story of my life.
He'll be gone soon.
No,
he'll
I need gone. To thank you too, actually, because I didn't actually start a show. I was asked, do you want to produce a new show, The Sport of Gardening? You know, not much happening, so sport-wise, let's talk DIY renovations.
It's on SEN.
Yeah.
SEN has a gardening show.
You're mainstream.
Yes. Hosted by a woman. Oh, my Lord.
And it's doing really well because so many people. So my co-host is Dale Vine, who is a landscape gardener.
A very appropriate surname.
No, he's not called Dale Vine.
His name is Dale Vine, and he was on the block in 2012 with his partner Sophie, who's very talented, great stylist. She's got the eye for the social media, all of that. And they won about $300,000 on the block. So Dale and Sophie have been able to set up a business. They've got three kids under five, and Dale's the one with all the expertise and helping out with listener questions. And we're catching up with people like Sandy Roberts to find out what he's doing on his 9 acres now.
You should interview Caroline Wilson about a veggie patch.
To.
But Jane, what happens? I hate to be the spoiler here, but what happens when the footy season returns? What happens to...
Oh, the show will be so big by then that they'll just have to find another spot for it.
I think the good thing is we actually release it as a podcast a couple of days before it goes to air on SEN Track. That was Hutch's idea. But so it will be a podcast regardless of whether or not the airwaves get filled.
Name again?
So it's called The Sport of Gardening. If you're really okay with it, I might sneak a little link into the show notes and a little promo on our Facebook. But thank you because all of this, you know, 3 years of working with you two after having a radio job.
This always happens to me. It's like Alice, who came into the shop a few months ago, and she said, oh, I'll never forget when you mentored me when I was on work experience at the age and you were so nice and so lovely. And now she heads up. She's like the CEO of domain.com.au. And Jane, I'm working in the bookshop wrapping her books.
I turn on SEN and I hear Jane's voice every 5 minutes. When you say what's going to happen when the footy's back, Fremantle v Port Adelaide, The Sport of Gardening, I reckon I might listen to The Sport of Gardening.
Be so mean. That's so rude. Now, speaking of gardening, I want to point everybody in. You girls will love this if you haven't already followed it. Arne Maynard, Arne as in A-R-N-E, Maynard is a very famous British garden designer in the old school. Lots of architecture, lots of topography, use of topography, sculptural forms. He loves a good hedge. He loves a ha-ha wall, that kind of thing. On Instagram, he is taking people, during this isolated time, he's taking people around gardens and talking about why he has planted or built something where it is. It is stunning. I could listen to him all night. He has one of those gentle
voices. How do we spell his handle on Instagram?
A-R-N-E-M-A-Y-N-A-R-D. And you just put that in. Or it might be Arne Maynard's garden. But anyway, just put in Arne and it'll start popping up. And he just said the other day, because, of course, it's springtime over there. I think May is my favourite time of the year. In the mornings, there's enough warmth in the sun and the skies are bright. There's a bit of birdsong and everything is about growth. Well, what's not to love? Yes, what's not to love about that?
I wouldn't say I felt that way in my garden over the weekend as it was pouring with rain and the wind was blowing things over. Hey, Corrie, I tell you what, we've got a new binge coming up. Belgravia.
Yes.
When does it start?
By Julian Fellowes. No, it hasn't started. It starts at the end of May, Caro. The book came out about 3 years ago.
Why
must say the book wasn't fabulous. The book,
really?
Yeah, it was okay. This is Julian Fellowes, everyone. If you don't know him, he, of course, is a famous novelist, but he also writes screenplays, including Downton Abbey. He is the man behind Downton Abbey. So we're looking forward to that. Yes, he did. And Belgravia is coming out at the end of the month, so I can't wait for that.
And we've also got a listener picture, a little follow-up from a few weeks ago when we all started the whole lockdown thing. Susan Crocker and her partner were dressing up for theme nights for dinner at home.
Oh, yes.
She sent us pictures, Susan, and even a video.
Oh, my God! Look at
her! It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
So the finale for Susan and partner was to dress up as Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. They've even got him in lovely drag attire up on top of the old Subaru in the car.
It's brilliant. We tried and the fan forced trying to get all the gown.
The wind in the gown.
Just float. Oh, and can Susan, I just, you guys are great. I'm coming for dinner. Just invite us.
Corrie, Flash Jewels on Insta actually can't put Belgravia down. She's loving the book. She's excited about it starting. She loves listening to us. Justin Irwin enjoys listening to us, but feels that sometimes we talk about first world problems. That's probably
fair
true.
Fair enough, Justin. I agree.
He has a GLT after Corrie's tip re-keeping VCE students fit. His inventive son, Charlie, is really missing his footy with the old Camberwell grammarians, was outraged at the shortage and profiteering of home gym equipment. God, we saw all those footballers taking it out of the AFL club gyms. So he went to Bunnings. He bought some plant pots, quick set concrete and short steel bars and made his own barbells. Total cost $25, total saving $200.
That is awesome.
Spent 8 hours probably doing it, so he's been busy for a day.
Justin,
that's good.
It's a bit of a first world problem.
Hands off Justin. He always writes nice messages and Mrs. Justin is a great fan as
probably,
well.
Probably Philo Pastry was a bit of a...
No, look, we have been a bit silly. I agree during these coronavirus times. But look, we have to have a bit of a laugh. Otherwise, we'd just all be sick and...
Did you have a travel question for me?
Oh, I did have a travel... Now, what's your GLT? So given that we can travel... We'll soon be able to travel to New Zealand, between Australia and New Zealand. Where should I be going in New Zealand? Because you went there last year and I've completely forgotten, or maybe I didn't listen to you as you were rabbiting on about your trip.
It was a year before last, but it was probably about 18 months ago. Queenstown is absolutely beautiful. It's sort of one of the southernmost points of the world. It is... I mean, what really... It was a bit of a touristy town, but it's so beautiful. The trees are like trees I've never seen. We went there in the cherry blossom season. Don't worry about Japan. Just go to Queenstown in October.
Great tip.
Seriously, beautiful walks, beautiful nearby towns. Arrow Town's a famous, rather twee, but beautiful little town near a famous golf course. I think it's called Millbrook. There's some incredible walks, helicopter experiences. We did that. We did a... what are they called? Jet boat experience. That was completely terrifying but fun. But if I was going to New Zealand for the first time, I'd go to Auckland. Auckland is the most beautiful city, and it's got the most beautiful restaurants and bars and walks. I lived there when I was pregnant with Rose during the Commonwealth Games, and so I was there for about 3 weeks, and I exercised at a local pool every morning. It's like being in New England. It is, and it's on the most beautiful harbour that's all been tizzed up. Looks so many places to go, but they're just two tips.
I'm very fired up, and also great golf courses too. That there's been a lot of chat in our house about that
as
well.
Well, Jack's Point is a famous one near Queenstown.
Girls, great tips today. We could actually start a book, speaking of book deals, couldn't we, really?
Well, Jane's too busy doing her new show, which, you know, that'll be the first of many. Oh, don't you laugh. Notice she hasn't even brought her flowers in today. Oh. Are you bringing them, them for Mr. Vine, are you?
No, I failed and I accidentally left the old leaves from last week.
You gave me the autumn leaves.
We're her old friends. She has new friends now, Miss Jane.
The autumn leaves survived for quite a few days, actually.
Yeah, the second.
Girls, we're winding it up. Take it offline. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And what do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to Caro and Corrie's GLTs. If you've got a good local tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can email feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au or join us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all for Red Energy. Powered by Snowy Hydro, Red Energy are a leader in renewable energy. They're 100% Australian electricity and gas. You can give them a call on 131 806 for real Aussie energy. Thanks for listening.